Welcome to the Not a Regular Empath podcast with your host, me, Tiffany Purdy, happiness and spiritual mindset mentor for highly sensitive women and empaths looking to own their space with confidence and co-create the life of their dreams in alignment with the universe. To learn more, find me at www.tiffanypurdy.com. Hello, hello, and welcome to a new week and a new episode of the Not a Regular Empath podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. I got this question in my inbox on Facebook, and I had to take a few minutes to meditate before I came to answer because this is definitely an issue that I can guarantee if you're listening to this, you identify as an empath and you identify as an empath who is going through or has gone through a significant period of growth in your life, you will absolutely identify with this episode. So the question is, how do we deal when we encounter people from our past who expect us to be a certain way and we have changed, we've grown? How do we show them that we've grown? How do we respond when they expect the worst out of us, right? So my first question is, why does it matter what they think about you? You know that you've gone through a significant change and you've gone through, these phases of growth, and that was an old time in your life. So why does their approval or acknowledgement even of your growth, why does that matter? If they are no longer a relevant person to your life, if they are not someone who matters to you, then really their opinion is irrelevant, right? And even if they are someone who matters to you, their opinion's not necessarily irrelevant, but the way that you can communicate to them that you have grown is not by trying to explain it to them and not trying to list out all the ways that you have, gone through stages of forgiveness and gone through, all of these different mindset shifts. The way is to just show them, to just be the changed person that you are and let it be. And if you face resistance, if they are, skeptical, or they don't believe that you have made any changes, that's on them. That's their shit. You know what I mean? You can't control how they react to you. You can only control what you present to them. So make sure that you are presenting yourself, no matter who it is, whether it's someone from your past, someone from your present, someone that you are just meeting for the first time, that you always engage with them as, from your higher self, from that place of being the better person, from, that place of being able to look back and say, wow, I was pretty explosive back then. No, I didn't always make the right decisions. No, I didn't always communicate myself, the best way. But I do a great job at that now, and I'm always trying to do better. That's what really matters. So as long as you can acknowledge that to yourself and you have that dialogue with yourself, that's really all that matters. Let other people see it, and if they can't see it, that's on them. You can't control other people. So I hope that this helped a little bit. And if you have any other questions, please feel free to drop it in my inbox. If you liked this, I'd love it if you'd give me a rating on iTunes, give me a review, and let me know what I can do better, what I can provide for you, what I can, any other kind of topics or questions. I have lots of ideas, but it's always great to be able to answer questions that you specifically have, because I'm sure you're not the only one struggling with that issue. So I'll be back soon, guys. I love you so, so much. I hope you have the most incredible week, and I hope that you're able to acknowledge that no matter what anybody else thinks of you, that you are a highly sensitive badass. All right. I love you so much. Bye, guys. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope that you learned something valuable. And if you did, I would love it if you would hit the subscribe button and share this with your friends.
And if you have a question that you need answered, feel free to drop an email into my inbox at hello@tiffanypurdy.com. And remember, that's Tiffany with an I at the end. I'll catch you next time.